When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, Akil here. In today's episode of the Trading Coach Podcast, we're going to talk about picking your trading hours and discuss how much time you actually need to spend on your price chart. Everything we do in trading, right, we need to have specific time frames for. So the same thing we talked about earlier, right? So I guess the one rule that we need to remember from today's session is, like, you can't just do whatever you want, right? So just like we talked about earlier, if you need to define a daily as your higher time frame, a 4 hour as your trading time frame, a 60 as your lower time frame, for example, same thing with patterns, right? You can't just say, I'm gonna be a pattern trader on every single time frame, right? You need to define what time frames you can trade patterns on. So you can't just do whatever you want. You have to have, you know, you have to have a business plan. Yep. So if you're gonna trade patterns on the 60 minute, you shouldn't, you know, and you didn't test anything on the 3 minute chart, you shouldn't be going down to the 3 minute chart. If you're gonna be a pattern trader, you should define, hey, I'm a pattern trader. These are what patterns I trade. These are how I trade them. These are what time frames I trade them on. Now, if you test every time frame and you say, hey, I'm going to trade them higher time frame, lower time frame, from the daily all the way down, then that's fine. But you can't just, you know, again, we can't go trade hunting. So we can't just wake up and be like, hey, I don't trade the 15, but I found a pattern on the 15 today, so I'm gonna trade it because it's a pattern on there. Like, no, you have to be allowed to trade the 15. So everything has to be organized. You can't just kind of randomly decide stuff. So you need to specify what time frames you're allowed to trade on. Now again, if you want to trade them on daily, 4 hour, hourly, 15, 10, 3, 5, that's fine, as long as you go through the right process into being able to do so. But there's no, like, specific time frame that patterns have to be traded on. So there's nothing like it has to only be on the 30 minute chart and nothing else, nothing like that. You're gonna find them on weeklies, dailies, minute charts, everywhere. Yeah, and choosing those time frames starts with fitting it around your lifestyle. Or she says, everything that is taught in T1 can be applied to any time frame except for the FTB. Follow the bear. I know this is covered in the course and it's something I need to test and work out best for me, but any tips on deciding which time frames will work best for me? I would read up to Bobby's answer. So read two questions up. And Bobby said it perfectly. You want to fit your lifestyle, want to fit it into your lifestyle and what suits you. So that's, you know, we talk about that a lot here at Tier 1, is one of the first things you should do is decide when you should trade. Can you be an active trader? Can you be a day trader, right? Do you have a couple hours to dedicate to only looking at the markets? Are you working a job where you only get a chance to check the charts once a day? Right. So depending on what your current lifestyle is, and even thinking about your future lifestyle, what you want your lifestyle to be in the future, that's going to tell you what your availability is. Now, if you're someone that has all the availability in the world, meaning you can trade, you know, you can be a day trader, you can trade intraday, you can look at the charts whenever you want. You have maybe a job where you work from home and you have lots of flexibility. Now your options are open. Now you can choose kind of which one you want to do instead of which one you have to do. But there are many traders out there where it's like, I remember talking to Chris a lot, and Chris is a truck driver. And Chris is like, man, like, I work all day. Like, I want to day trade, but my routes are random. So I can maybe day trade twice a week, but it's not consistent. So he's like, hey, I want to go just, you know, something on the daily chart. That way I know I can get home. I can do my analysis at night. I can set my stuff up. And then maybe I sneak in a few hours in the morning or something like that before my shift starts. But sometimes your current lifestyle will force you into a certain direction. So I think the first thing you should do is kind of understand what your lifestyle is, what your limitations are, what your availability is, and then work your way around that. Bobby says, also for newer traders, it's easier to get started with higher time frames as you have more time to analyze. No, it moves. But whatever you do, be consistent. Yeah. That should be a t-shirt. Whatever you do, be consistent. Not just for trading, for life. Whatever you do, be consistent. That's a good t-shirt. Okay. So if you could only be in front of your charts once a day for 2 hours, is it better to trade, say, the 15 chart and have 8 potential entries, or the 1 hour chart for 2 entries, or 4 hour for 1 entry? Does it make sense? So no, it's not as, you know, you're not going to actively look at the, it doesn't quite work like that. So if you are a 4 hour trader, and obviously it depends on what type of trader you are. Let's just say you're a pattern trader, for example. If you're a 4 hour trader, you're probably identifying patterns days in advance. So you don't actually actively need to look at a chart to be a pattern trader on a 4 hour time frame, right? Whenever it is that you do your analysis, you can set your entries and your stops. And, you know, aside from any type of, you know, rolling of targets or active trade management, you don't actually need to look at the charts. If you're a structure-based trader, let's say you're doing stuff we talked about earlier, where you're identifying flag patterns and you're looking for breaks and retests and higher closes, you know that there, you know, you're still going to identify trading opportunities well in advance, right? You can still identify them days in advance, but now you're going to need to have active time to look for that trade entry. So if you're someone that requires like a higher close for an entry, well, you're going to need to be able to check your charts at least once an hour, right? You can set an alert for when price reaches your zone, but you're going to need to check your charts once an hour because you're looking for you're not doing just a limit order, you're looking for a very specific entry. So same thing with a 4 hour chart, where you're going to have to check your charts once every 4 hours to see if you got your specific entry. So again, do you need to be glued to your chart for an hour at a time? No, not at all, right? You know when the hour ends, right? If you're looking for a higher close right here in New Zealand, Canada, you can go do whatever you want for the next 40 minutes, and then come back with 3 minutes to spare and just see, okay, are we going to get there or not, right? And then do it. So you don't need to actively be in front of your charts for that, but you do need to have the ability to get to your charts in case you get your entry reason. But you can easily just do your normal round of analysis beforehand and then just check up on things every once in a while. So you don't need to actively be in front of your charts the whole time. Now, if you're a 15-minute trader, then you will, because then you're not going to be able to identify necessarily trading opportunities on the 15-minute chart days in advance, right? The market's going to move quicker. Therefore, you're going to need to be more active on the 15. You're going to need to actually watch it because things can change rather quickly. You know, a setup, you can have a setup that wasn't there an hour before suddenly appear on the 15-minute chart. So the lower time frame you go, the more active you have to be in the markets as far as like paying attention to it. The higher time frames, you know, you don't necessarily, the higher the time frame you go, you don't need to be as active. You just need to be able to check your charts once every hour or 4 hour or whatever it may be. Does that make sense? Like there's zero point in me looking, there's zero point in me staring at a 4 hour chart, because I can't do anything for another 4 hours regardless, right? So if I'm a 4 hour trader, we just had to open up the 4 hour candle 19 minutes ago, right? Aside from my general analysis, which hopefully I'm dedicating time to do that at a specific, you know, a specific time already, there's nothing I can do for another 3 hours and 40 minutes, right? So we talked about rehearsing your trade and knowing everything in advance, right? Again, if I'm looking for a higher close for entry here in New Zealand, Canada, is there any point in me staring at my charts for the next 3 hours and 40 minutes? No, right? I don't need to, right? I already know what I want. I've already done my work and I've looked at, you know, I've predicted, hey, entry stops and targets, all that fun stuff. I just need to come back before the close of the candle and see if the market gave me my signal or not. So that's why I say if you do your analysis correctly, and this is what Bobby was mentioning as well about how you have more time to do analysis. If you do your analysis correctly, and then it's just a checking game, right? If you have something on your radar. So for example, I do my top 10 analysis every morning, 6 o'clock, 6 a.m. in the morning, right? And at that point, I can pretty much put, and I reevaluate stuff during the live room, especially on the higher time frames. I pretty much know what I need to pay attention to and what I don't. So now it's just having the things that are on my watch list and then just making sure I come back to watch them. Where the other day at the Pound Yen, it was like, hey, make sure every hour, let's just check on it to see if I got that entry since we're in that zone. Did I get it? Nope. All right. See you next hour. Oh, next hour come. I got it. Okay, let's enter. All right. See you next hour for some trade management or in a few hours. So yes, you don't need to actively, if you're going to be a 4-hour trader, you don't need to actively be in front of your charts for 4 hours at a time. You're not, the two candles aren't going to do anything for you. How long does the analysis take you? Do you look at every pair or only trades? Yeah, I only look at the pairs in my portfolio. I take that back. I only look at the pairs in my portfolio. So only the pairs that I trade. I do look at more pairs in the morning if I have time, just because I know I'm doing the live room and I know part of my job isn't to just selfishly trade and analyze only things that matter to me, but to bring you guys different opportunities. But those are going to be secondary. So I always look at my 9-pair portfolio first. If I have time, I'll dig into some other ones and kind of take notes and be like, oh, this would be cool to talk about in the live room. This would be pretty educational. If it's a day where I'm running late, then I just won't do it. So you'll see that sometimes in the live room I'll come in and I'll be like, hey guys, I call them the minors, even though they're not minors, but like, hey, I haven't looked at any of the minor pairs, guys, so I don't know what's going on out there. But as a person who's not, if you're not teaching, I don't think there's any, aside from educational purposes of doing training, and you can do that at another time, I don't think there's any reason to look at stuff outside of your personal portfolio. Now you can get some more sleep or go through a Q&A archive with the extra time it takes you to do that. Or if you're someone that's experienced, some people just do it for training. Like I know a lot of our live room members here will go through stuff they don't even trade, but just for the training aspect, where it's like, hey, I'm just sneaking in extra chart time. I'm doing the thing we talked about yesterday with the A-B test, with kind of like just making predictions. Just sneaking in chart time. So there's nothing wrong with it, but like if you have time restrictions, there's no need to go into things that aren't necessarily on your portfolio. We gotta look at gold. Hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Remember, I have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/AkilStokes, all type of awesome content put on there multiple times a week. The weekend Trading Edge video and the midweek review or midweek markup, whatever I'm calling it. Check it out, youtube.com/AkilStokes. Make sure you subscribe and make sure that notification bell is hit. That way you don't miss anything new.